when the clear-cut human resource policies are there, which have been communicated to all, what will happen? Based on these policies, under these guidelines, when various managers in the hospital are going to take the decisions, naturally, these decisions will be more or less same, and hence there will be uniformity among all the people regarding whatever problems they are facing, and it will be easy for them to solve that, and consistently the same answers will be there. So let's understand line supervisors' responsibilities for effective HRM. Well, Destler, who is one of the expert HR management, has said that all the line managers are in fact HR managers, and all the supervisors hence have got the responsibilities for good HR management in a hospital. What are their responsibilities? First and foremost, they should place the right person on the right job. Ultimately, the job is given by the supervisor. So the right competent people for that particular skill, if he is given the right job, then naturally that person is going to shine in that, and he is going to do the job effectively and efficiently. Starting new employees in the organization, whenever the new employees are employed in the organization, they should be thoroughly oriented towards their job by their immediate superiors or the supervisor or the expert in that field, so that there is no mistake done by that new person, because he is comparatively new, fresher. After graduation, he has not worked on that particular machine. So on-job training should be thoroughly done, and he should be given thorough knowledge about that, and the skills should be developed under supervision. Maybe he may make a mistake once or twice, but then again he should be corrected, and he is made to do it under his supervision, whereby the next time he is going to do it perfectly well, and then he develops confidence of doing that also. Training employees for jobs that are new to them, then improve the job performance of each and every person, because whenever a person is doing a particular job, maybe after some time in that job some complications may occur, and in that case he may need some new training also. So accordingly, to improve the job performance, one has to train that person over a period of time, periodically if required. Gaining creative cooperation and developing smooth working relationships. When, as we know, as per the McGregor's theory Y also, when we know that each and every person is a potential creative person, you can't say that only top management can be creative. Anybody, even the sweeper, even the lowest of the rung employee, can have creative ideas, and one should encourage them to give creative ideas and suggestions if required. And hence, it will lead to creative cooperation of all the employees, and this will develop the self-image and self-respect of that person, and it will lead to smooth working relationships amongst all. The supervisors or the managers of the workshop or the hospital department say they should be interpreting all the company's policies and procedures that have been delineated by the HR managers of that hospital, so that then they can extrapolate that in vernacular language if required and tell it to their subordinates so that they also understand it clearly. Overall, it is the duty of these supervisors to control the labor cost by getting the efficient working of their subordinates. How that can be achieved? By developing their abilities, skills in that particular field, so that they can work more efficiently. Create and maintain departmental morale by periodically asking their problems, solving it, counseling them if required, creating some fun activities, having picnics together, team building, etc. Ultimately, they can improve the morale of the department. Protecting employees' health and physical conditions is the prime duty of the supervisor, to see to it that whatever likely occupational hazards are there in the work area that has to be identified first and that has to be prevented as far as possible by various engineering measures, by various administrative measures, and as a last resort by providing the preventive aspect, personal protective equipment, and making them understand how to use those personal protective equipment, how to maintain those PPEs and use it so that the minimal hazards are there to them, and the threshold limit value of that hazard should not cross the limit given by OSHA's or Factories Act. For example, say noise is a hazard, where we say that 85 decibel is the upper limit of the noise or sound for 8 hours of job, 5 days a week. So when a person is exposed to say 90 decibels or say 95 decibels due to the noise which is produced by the machine, how the supervisor is going to take care of that to prevent the noise induced hearing loss in the employee who is working near that machine? First of all, he should see to it that by some engineering measure, if the proper base of that machine is kept, which is making it soundproof, or the walls of that surrounding is made soundproof, whereby the overall noise level goes down, or if that person is working say 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, if he is allowed to work only 3 days in a week and somebody else works there for 3 days a week, if it is possible, whereby total exposure reduces, that's how by engineering or administrative measures one can reduce that, and as a last resort one can give them the ear plugs, whereby the decibel level can reduce by 15 to 25 decibel, while ear muffs will reduce that 25 to 40 decibel, and this is how one can decrease or one can prevent the noise induced hearing loss in the employee who is working there. This is just as one example I had given. So similarly, for various other hazards, maybe physical hazard, chemical hazard, biological hazard, radiological hazard, whatever is there, one can prevent it and avoid all the kinds of adverse effects which can have on the health of that employee who is working in that area. So let's understand what are the various duties of human resource manager. The functions of HR manager is line function, where it is mainly for their own department people, and there are certain implied authorities when he is having that line function. Another function is coordinating function, where he has got a functional authority. He has got major as the staff function for a hospital, where he advises and supports the line managers for their problems. It can be in the form of IR and labor relations or industry relations and labor laws, statutory requirement. It can be in the form of innovation required for certain prevention of the hazards. It can be for advisory role to the employees who are having some physical or mental problems, as a counselor or as a grievance redressal. Also, he can help in interpersonal relations problems among the workers or between the worker and the supervisor as a staff function. So let's understand the various line and staff aspects of HR manager. The authority he's got is making certain decisions, directing work and giving orders. For line managers, it is the duty of line manager to accomplish the goals of the department, and staff manager is going to assist and advise the line managers wherever the expertise is needed. So staff managers HRM jobs, if we see, line authority is there for their own department. There is implied authority given to them for certain things. There are functional control which they can have through the line managers if required, and employee advocacy by counseling to the employees and taking their problems to the higher management if required and solving that. Line manager is the one who is authorized to direct the work of subordinates, and he is responsible for accomplishing accomplishing the organization's goals. So who is the line person in a hospital? Well, the doctor is the person who directly treats the patients, he cures the patients, and that's how the patient can go home after becoming all right. So it is the line function on the part of doctors for the hospital. Nurses also are providing line function by providing nursing care and making the patient all right. While a staff manager is one who assists and advises line managers. So in a hospital, what do you think? Who are the staff managers? HR managers are staff managers who are going to take care of the statutory requirement for a hospital, who are going to take care of the biomedical waste hazards rules to be complied with, who are going to take care of by providing employee welfare, who are going to take care of support function in the form of salary administration and other things for the employees of the hospital. But it is not directly for the patients that they are helping, but through them they are going to help. So it's a support function. Similarly, a accounting manager, finance manager is a support function. So let us understand the difference between line versus staff authority. In a case of manufacturing industry, the line authority is given to the production manager, who is responsible for production of the goods, while staff authority is HR manager, financial manager, etc. So the line authority is derived from superior through delegation. Straight away they are directing, they are regulating, and they are giving assignments to their subordinates to produce the goods. While staff, because of their expert knowledge, because of the specified information which is required by the line manager, which they can provide through their expertise in that functional area, they help as staff authority. It includes right to exercise discretion of what to do for line manager. It gives, they can give order and direction to their subordinates. They can take disciplinary action against their subordinates. While staff authority, they will coordinate and control the performance of a function that the line person is doing. They can provide consultation and they can service a functional areas wherever their expertise is needed or wherever their support or guidance is required for. Line authority is exercised over their subordinates in line of authority, that is chain of command, which we have seen in the principles given by Fayol, chain of command, scalar chain, right from top to down. While in case of staff authority, that is exercised over other members of the organization in the performance of a particular function through support, guidance, etc. So let's understand the functions of HR manager. What do you think? HR manager is having the staff function, or is it having the line function, or is it having both the functions? Well, HR manager is also having line function for their own department people. So HR manager directs the activities of the people in his or her own department and in related service areas like the plant cafeteria where canteen is under them. A coordinative function is also there for HR managers, where they are coordinating the personnel activities, a duty often referred to as functional control. While it is the main function of HR manager is to assist the line managers in the staff function, where they assist and advise line managers as to the, that's the heart of the HR manager's job, which will help in various functions of line managers for controlling, for managing the people, employees in the organization. What are the authorities given to HR manager? The right to make decisions, direct others' work and give orders, that is the definition of authority. That means a person has got authority when he has got the right to make decisions, when he can direct others what to do, and when he can give orders, and that orders have to be followed by those subordinates. What is the implied authority? The authority extended by an HR manager by virtue of others' knowledge that he or she has access to top management will be an implied authority. While line authority is one where the authority exerted by HR manager by directing the activities of the people in his or her own department and in service areas, then it is the line authority given to the HR manager. So it is mainly for their own departmental people. So if we see the human resource specialties, what are the various areas in which they have got expertise? One is recruitment. If you want to recruit a new person for a job, they are the people who can develop proper, who can do first job analysis, and then job description and specification can be given by the line managers based on their technical requirement, etc. And then the recruitment, that is invitation of applicants, maximum number of applicants who are eligible for that job and who can be taken, so that a wide selection can be available to the line managers to make and choose the right person for the job. So as a recruiter, then as a employee, organizational coordinators, as a job analyst, as a compensation managers. So what kind of right compensation can be given to a person when he is recruited, when he is selected, can be decided by the HR manager based on the wage surveys that he has done in the organization, based on job evaluation that he has done, based on the wage surveys he may have done in other organizations also, so that there is compensation is given which is at par with that, so that the person who enters the organization doesn't get a bright idea of leaving the organization and going to other organization because they are paying better. So compensation management, right kind of salary, wage administration, perks, fringe benefits, etc. can be decided by the human resource specialist. Then they are training specialists, because they know how, because they have learned a lot of things about organizational behavior, they have got the knowledge about economics, they have got the knowledge about HR management, they have got the knowledge about philosophy, so on and so forth, whereby they can know by what way, by using what kind of pedagogy, we can train the employees so that they will retain more, and what are the things required for their training based on the past performance, which they can find out from the performance appraisal of that person, the gap between what is standard and what is actual. So they are training specialists. Then comes labor relations specialist, because of the degree in law, they know all the labor laws well. They have done a master in sociology at times, so they know what are the social problems which can occur for laborers, and they can interact with union leaders in a proper way. They can tackle them thoroughly well, whereby the grievances of the labor can be taken care of. So industrial relations and labor law is an expertise developed by the human resource managers, which help the hospital to manage the people well. So if we see in a small company, what is the, or in a small hospital, what can be the HR organization chart? Usually human resource administrative coordinator is there. At the top there is a manager, labor relations and human resources. There can be senior human resources coordinator, there can be human resource coordinator and office generalist, who can take care of the day-to-day activities. While in case of a large company or a multi-speciality, say tertiary care hospital, you can have HR under various specialist group. There can be vice president human resource manager. Under that there will be one administrator assistant. Under that there can be multiple different specialists to look after the various HR functions as shown in the chart. I am not going into detail, you can go through it. And that's how the various expert functions can be done by various different expertise, say labor, IR, compensation and benefits, training and development, etc., etc.